Today is the day where you wake up and you realize that everything that you've been dreaming about, everything that you've been wanting, every goal and wish and hope that you've ever had can become real. Dreams can come true. What you manifest in your mind, you can bring to reality.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to a new episode of the Inspired Disorder Podcast. My name is Ray Taylor. In this episode, I'm going to give some updates on some stuff that I'm working on. I'm going to talk about Kill Tony's 5th year anniversary. I'm going to do a new segment, old podcast, old segment, Inspired Reco. It's where I recommend stuff. And if you want to recommend, you can hashtag the things you recommend with the hashtag Inspired Reco, R-E-C-O, and I'll share them on the show. So I'm going to have some recos for you later. I'm going to talk about a movie I saw called Tag, and there were some fights, Dana White Tuesday Night Fights. I'm going to discuss those as well. That's in this episode, but before we get into it, go over if you want to help support me and the Inspired Disorder Podcast while at the same time getting a bunch of exclusive content. Go over to patreon.com/inspireddisorder. That's patreon.com/inspireddisorder. For the early adopters, it's only $1 per month. After that, it goes up to, after the first 100, it goes up to $3 per month. What you get with your membership is the video version of this podcast, as well as you get to listen to the podcast ad-free. I'm going to start adding, putting ads to the video. The video version of the show will come out to everybody on youtube.com/inspireddisorder 1 month after it airs on the Patreon page. So you can go there, watch the video version. You can also subscribe to the Patreon podcast feed with the RSS link, which I'm going to be setting up very soon. And that will give you the audio version of this show. Both versions on Patreon will have zero ads, while the version that goes to regular iTunes and goes to regular YouTube, those are going to start having ads on them, and it's going to be a month delay for the video version. Video version is going to be a month delay. Okay, so that's part of the benefits that you get when you're a Patreon member. You also get first access to see any artwork that I do, which includes the many faces, which includes any Photoshops that I do, whether they're for my own benefit or for other podcasts or other stand-up comics that I enjoy that I do Photoshops for, whether I'm getting paid or not. You will get to see the making of videos for all of the artwork and all the Photoshops, and you also see it before anybody else does. And if you want to buy any of my artwork, you will also have first access to that. And not only will you have first access to buying the work, you will also get a special coupon code for my website, inspireddisorder.com, where you will save massive amounts, massive percentage off of anything you order, which includes the artwork, which includes T-shirts and prints and anything else that I add to the site for sale. If you're a Patreon member, you will get a discount code that has massive savings. So if you want to start collecting some artwork and save some money at the same time, go become a member over at patreon.com/inspireddisorder. And that's about it. There's probably other stuff that I'm not thinking of that you get through the Patreon page, but pretty much all the video content, early access to everything. So go there, exclusive content only for Patreon members. And it's cheap. It's only $1 for the first 100 people, and then it only goes up to 3. So even after the first 100, it's still a bargain to help support me and help support me doing all this extra stuff and, you know, even putting out more in the future. So with that said, I kind of went over some of the updates. I am about to, this episode's coming out on Friday. I'm recording it on a Wednesday. So if you are a Patreon member, you will have already had the opportunity to watch and or listen to the show, as well as you will see the next batch of the many faces. I did 9 paintings today that I am taking a break from. I photographed everything, so now it's all just updating the website and editing all the video for the making of videos. And then that will be up on the Patreon page for those of you that are members. And so that's a big update for those that are in the know and paying attention. Then also, like I mentioned in the Patreon, the podcast is going to, the video version will be released to the public 1 month later. So if you like watching the video, Patreon is the way to go. There's nothing really special about the video at this moment, but I enjoy watching video, and I may add some more things to make the video more appealing. But you will get the video ad-free on Patreon, where if you go to the normal YouTubes, it will be there will be ads, as well as the audio version of the podcast. There's going to be ads. Versus if you subscribe to the Patreon RSS feed. So those things I kind of already mentioned, so I'm not going to get back into those. But those are the updates for what's coming up with Inspired Disorder. I have been updating the website, redesigned, reconfigured the front page, and added a bunch of more work and kind of consolidated to make it more cohesive portfolio with, you can see all the back, and I have a lot of episodes to release as far as back episodes of this show that aren't available currently. But then you have all the other podcasts that I've been a part of. All those shows are available. So all the back stuff you can find over at inspireddisorder.com. So I've been doing a lot of work there. So go check that out. That's my website for everything that I do. Links to everything, more information about everything. And there's still a lot more work to kind of upgrade and refresh and stuff like that. But little by little, it's getting there. So that's pretty much all of my updates. Not a whole lot necessarily happens from episode to episode, especially doing these twice a week. Which I'm surprised, there was like a couple weeks where I was, I'm getting into the routine of it. But I enjoy it. It's my goal to try and at least do 2 a week. And there's plenty of stuff because I go watch movies all the time. And, fights and just all the things that I enjoy talking about that I've been talking about on this show forever. Sometimes with co-hosts, sometimes with guests, but always a pretty similar line of topics. But one of the topics that's definitely come up in the past and something that I love and I've been very involved with is podcasting. When I was running the Inspired Disorder Collective, podcast collective, and had different shows from different podcasters from all over the world. Upwards of 20 different shows were available through the network. And my inspiration, motivation for starting the Inspired Disorder Collective came from another podcast creator, another artist, Brian Redband, stand-up comic, also the creator of the Death Squad podcast network, which has changed over the years. I've had the privilege of talking to many people that hosted shows that started on that network and later branched off. So many good podcasts that, like Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank, which, I've been lucky enough to do some of the Photoshop work for some of those episodes. I've been watching or listening to that since it started, since he broke away from Redman, and I think before that, and started to produce it on his own. Your Mom's House, all of those great podcasts. Of course, The Naughty Show, so many probably the show that I've had the opportunity to talk to everybody involved with that show, from the producer Vicky Pezza to Sam Tripoli, Gareth Reynolds, Jason Tebow, then Sarah Mostajabi. She did the social media at a point. Got to talk to Gino, who ran a studio that they were a part of at one point. So I've definitely had and one of the people in one of the shows that Red Band has produced for it's probably his longest running show, maybe like Ice House Chronicles, but I think it's probably the longest running show in the Death Squad stable, is Kill Tony, which I started watching back from episode one when it was Hinchcliffe's Notes. And have seen the evolution of that show with starting out with the Iron Patriot, then having different people come in as the Iron Patriot, and then actually starting a band, and then seeing that band form, you know, starting with Pat Reagan, and then Jeremiah Watkins, and then Chroma Chris, and then Joel Jimenez. Wow, fucked that one up. And actually turning into an actual band instead of just pretending to play while, you know, a copyrighted song was being played. You know, seeing the entire evolution of the show. Had the opportunity to have Tony Hinchcliffe on one of the early episodes of this show, which I would love to do again because that one was... Heath and I were doing a video podcast, and he called in over the phone while he was on the road. And it's always different when you have one of your people on the mic is in, like, you can't see visual cues, and the audio is a little bit different. There's a little bit weird delay. There's always an adjustment. But it was a fun episode, obviously. But definitely an interview that I would enjoy doing again. Which I am looking forward to doing, looking forward to doing interviews again, just by myself. I don't really have any plans for a co-host at the time, talking about my show, back to Kill Tony. So anyway, recently it was the 5-year anniversary of Kill Tony, and it's filmed and recorded live at the Comedy Store in Los Angeles, and started off in the Belly Room. Actually got to see a show when the Iron Patriot was still the Iron Patriot, and Sarah Mostajabi and Kimberly Congdon were the regulars at the time, and went and met up with a bunch of people that were part of the Inspired Disorder Collective at the time: Yuck Nasty, Daga Baby, Jill Himitsu, J.R. Steiner, Death Squad Arizona, I got to meet PDC and Red Band and Tony, and got a tour of the Comedy Store from Sarah Tiana. It was a lot of fun. And I'm probably missing people that were there. I'm blanking at the moment. But got to go see a live show of Kill Tony, which was amazing to go watch it live in the Belly Room. Now the show is in the main room, so the production overall is improved. Because I love this show so much, I have on this show or on other shows talked shit about the production, specifically sound quality for many years that had issues, video quality, turnover, just things as somebody that produces podcasts. And to go back, the reason why I was inspired to start the Inspired Disorder Collective, because it was all the things that I wished Red Band had done with Death Squad. And, you know, maybe it would have turned out differently, but it definitely would have been a lot more work for him. But I don't know. Instead of criticizing him for his job and what he was doing, I decided to just do my version of Death Squad with other people who were fans of those shows, Joe Rogan's podcast, fans of podcasting in general. So it kind of started from that whole thing, was the antithesis, the reason why I wanted to start the IDC. And because of that, for many years, I've produced many podcasts, and there's, for a long time, I mean, still, it's not perfect, but for sure the audio version, they figured out how to normalize it. The video version is okay. It's okay. It's you know, it's 100 times better than it used to be, and you know, it's been consistent, so I'm happy. I'm happy as a fan. They've experimented, as I have, with 360 video, which is very interesting for being a show at the Comedy Store. You can look at the audience. I'm sure they probably stopped just because you would have to get waivers for everybody if you want to have their face on video, I would imagine. But for those that aren't familiar with Kill Tony, what the fuck that show is, I'm doing a great job of explaining it. It's basically an open mic meets roasting meets, you know, America's Got Talent. They pull a name out of a bucket. They get 1 minute to do stand-up, which normally for open mics, I think it's like 3 to 5 minutes. So they get a minute. There's usually 1 to 2, sometimes 3 guests of other comics, generally, other stand-up comics like Joe Rogan, Bill Burr, Bert Kreischer, Tom Segura, fucking Bobby Lee. Just like all the especially on the West Coast, they get some East Coast guys when they come into town. But you know, Doug Benson's been on it a shitload of times. So they always get celebrity guests, and you know, they'll give them advice or they'll just roast them and they interview them. And it's kind of, because it started off with just them giving advice, and it kind of moved into more of an interview. And then they started to do regulars. So there was 1 to 2 comics that got pulled out of the bucket every week. And, you know, for a long time, it's been women up until recently. Malcolm Hatchett, the first male regular after like 6 female regulars have, you know, gone through. Probably even more, because there were some that didn't. That weren't regulars for a long time. Like Sarah Mostajabi wasn't a regular for a very long time. And then the one that would get Melissa Esslinger just had nerve problems. I think she's still doing it. I don't know. But she didn't last very long. And then, yeah. And then there's some that just, you know, kind of lasted longer than others. But they've always been great. There's always been characters throughout the years. You know, more recently, it's Aphrodite and, man, I'm blanking on all the other regulars. And it's weird because there was, like, there'll be regulars for, like, a couple months. Like, there was a guy where they would clown on him for his hashtags on Instagram, and it just, like, people just kind of disappear. There was a guy that came up a few weeks ago. It's every Monday, by the way, and they stream it. I watch it on Facebook live, but I think you watch episodes on Vimeo. There's a few on you. It's very scattered. If you want to go to a website to watch it, go to deathsquad.tv. But, you know, there's still things that I would love to help them fine-tune and figure out. There's a lot of content to manage, and yeah, it's difficult to manage all that content, but for sure it could be done better for the user, on the user end. But yeah, so it's everybody's gotten better. The band has added a whole new layer on their 5th year anniversary. The band always comes out and do characters, and on the 5th year anniversary, this past Monday, yesterday, 2 days ago, they came out. The guests were Dom Herrera and Joe Rogan, and they came out as Red Band, Joe Rogan, and Tony Hinchcliffe, and it's fucking hilarious. If you're somebody that has followed it for a good amount of time. Especially, I mean, for me that's been watching it since the beginning and knowing, like, watching Rogan back when Red Band was the producer before Young Jamie, watching it's just so good. It was just so funny. Like, I almost died when Jeremiah Watkins came out as Rogan 2, or Nose Rogan. I was laughing so hard. Like, I literally had to take a knee. I just started to black. Like, everything was sounding like pins and needles, and like, it was insane. And I could not stop laughing. It was the hardest I've ever laughed. I can't wait for that episode to come out on audio. So what I do with the podcast, now I watch them live. Like, I used to, throughout the years, the 5 years off and on, I've watched them live. I used to watch them live and chat with people in the when it was Ustream, which it might still be Ustream. But I go in like the chat room, and it would be like hanging out with a bunch of people. A lot of the people became podcasters on my network and guests on my show, on this show. And I don't know, it's been part of my life for 5 years. And it's one of those podcasts where I always rooted for it. I was always so angry with the audio issues, because like, I know it's just like one, it's something that's fixable, and two, it's just you're ignoring a blatant problem with an audio. Like, you have bad audio levels, and it's a primarily an audio medium, except for I enjoy the video aspect of it. But yeah, so I'll watch it live, which I started to do again. It's a good part of a Monday night at 8 o'clock, and I re-listen to episodes all the time. It's one of the podcasts. There's a few podcasts that I will re-listen to and re-listen to, and Kill Tony is one of them. And I love, for a long time, I was just, up until recently, I had just been an audio listener, after many years of, watching live and being a video. It's just like, it became really difficult to keep up with it, because things would get released like randomly and just wouldn't show up. And so it was really hard to follow the video of it. So I just took a break for a long time, for probably a couple years, and then just started listening to the audio version of it, and more recently started doing the video again. But I still listen to the audio because I like re-listening to it. And all the people, while I was just doing the audio version, I had a mental image of what everybody looked like. And now watching the video, it's fucking crazy. But I enjoy it. I enjoy it so much. It's a great show. So if you're looking for a comedy show, it's usually an hour and a half or so. It's always super funny. Even if the stand-up comics that go up for a minute bomb, it's only for a minute, and guaranteed the other... Like, there's only been a few episodes that were not funny, but it was more awkward. Like, and they had, like, their... Because it was so awkward, funny moments. So, yeah, I don't mind... It's rare to have a stinker of an episode, but usually they're like home runs. And their 5-year anniversary, you got Bruce Buffer to bring everybody out, which I think he did on the 100th episode. And there wasn't as many surprises as I thought. And maybe I really thought, because all the previous regulars were there, I'm pretty sure. Maybe Kim wasn't. She lives in New York now. But it seemed like they were there. Sarah Mosjabi, I'm pretty sure I saw her. Wineshank. But yeah. I thought they would be pulling some old regulars out of the bucket in addition to everybody. But, it was still a great show. I don't even think they went through that many comics. I think the shit with Jeremiah, and the band did like 5 costume changes. Joelberg, since they started doing the lighting change, I think this was the first time where he was old school Joelberg. And with the lighting change, it just fucking kills it, man. It's such a fun show to watch. I highly recommend watching it. Either through Kill Tony on Facebook or Vimeo. I think it's under Death Squad. I mean, I'm sure you can search Kill Tony, but I don't, you know, or deathsquad.tv. Go watch it there. But it's definitely one of the best shows that, you know, I've probably been the most negative about as far as criticisms, but it's just because I love them so much. And I'm not, like, outwardly, I'm usually vaguely criticizing different shows. But, yeah, Kill Tony, badass. And Tony Hinchcliffe, hilarious. So in addition to Kill Tony, which I would recommend to people, it is not my inspired reco. But for this week's inspired reco, my recommendation for this week, and if you have recommendations for me to promote, whether it's you know, product or service that you started using or you use, if it's a movie or a video game or a comic book, you know, or a podcast or an artist or an author. If there's something you want to recommend, a candy, a food, a restaurant, I don't know, whatever it is, if you have something you want to recommend and you want me to give it some love on this show, I'm going to start doing the segment Inspired Reco every once in a while. So as you do them, I'll start stockpiling them. But for me, I'll do some personal ones because I always enjoy recommending stuff that I'm into to other people. I mean, I'm generally talking about this stuff anyway. But this might be something that, you know, maybe you're not aware of. And if you are, I wouldn't be that surprised because it's not that far from the wheelhouse of a lot of the podcasts that I'm into. But for this episode, I'm going to recommend a couple podcasts from a specific podcast network called HeadGum out in L.A. The first podcast is called All Fantasy Everything, and it's a podcast where 3 to probably 5 comics will sit down and fantasy draft different concepts, different things. Like one episode was they drafted menu items from Taco Bell. Other ones would be drafting actors that you would have in your heist movie. Another one was, let me see if there's some, but it's one of those shows, the chemistry between the comics is so fucking hilarious. And I discovered this show through Doug Loves Movies. So the most recent episode 86, so it's a fairly new podcast, almost 2 years old. Movie Tropes. Demi Adigiebe was the guest. David Bory, who's a regular guest. Sean Jordan is a regular guest. We're on the show, and it's hosted by, let's see, does it say? It should say, please tell me who hosts the show. Fuck. I can't think of his name. Doesn't say in the thing, and he doesn't list his fuck. So the host name I can't think of. He sounds very similar to David Bory, but it's fucking hilarious show. And the episodes are like, you know, 2 hours sometimes. So they're great episodes. And even if it's shit that I'm not into, one episode was Things to Do When You're Stoned. Alternative careers to the ones you have now, movie soundtracks, MTV shows. It's a fun show. And I mean, if it sounds like something that you'd be interested in, just go over to their feed and just download, you know, any episodes that would sound where the topics sound like they'd be, you know, interesting to you, and fucking do it up. But because of the last episode, Demi Adigiyibe, who I've also heard him on Doug Loves Movies, has his own podcast called Punch Up the Jam with Meal Bradeau, who I enjoy. I enjoy her laugh. Her laugh reminds me of a friend of mine's, and it's very... I enjoy it a lot. But Punch Up the Jam is a show, it's a music show where they take, you know, kind of a one-hit wonder song, or just, you know, kind of a song from the past that may have gotten a little bit more shine than it should have, and they go through and they break it down, like section by section of the song. Like, one of the most recent ones I listened to was, Fat Lip was a fun one from Sum 41. They are a little off on some of their knowledge, but In the Air Tonight was a great one also, Phil Collins. So they'll go through, you know, they'll play a section of the song, and then they'll talk about it, break it down, say how it could improve, see why it doesn't. Like, they'll break down the lyrics, which for a lot of the fucking songs, the lyrics are just nonsense. So they'll go through, they'll break down the whole song. You never get to hear the song from start to finish. But, you know, and they'll take out, like, different instrumentals, different vocals. Seriously break down the song, which is interesting as fuck anyway. And then at the end, one of the two hosts will do, they make their own punched up version, which is kind of more of kind of like a Weird Al kind of a thing, but you know, the not super production value. Some of them have better production value than others, but very much like a satire of the song, and it's a lot of fun because, you know, I don't know if she's a comic. But I'm pretty sure Demi is a comic, and he's done podcasts before, and it's a super interesting concept, and I like their guests there. I think it was the In the Air Tonight, they had the one that they had were their guests. Maybe that wasn't it. There was an episode that I had just listened to, where they had, two people. Let me look for it. Is it all John Jordan? Fucker. Oh, come on. Where's that episode? It was John Jordan and somebody else. Ian Carmel, who is the host of All Fantasy Everything. And what song was that? The Pina Colada song, which that was hilarious too. If you like Pina Colada. So that's my other inspired reco is Punch Up the Jam. So these are both two HeadGum podcasts. I have no idea what other podcasts this network has. Aside from All Fantasy Everything that I've been into for probably about a month or two, Punch Up the Jam, I've been listening to it. Downloaded a handful of episodes and just kind of been checking them out. So if you're looking for new podcasts that are kind of different, you know, more high concept, different kind of angle than, you know, just sit down, have an interview, those are two of the greats. For sure, All Fantasy Everything I would check out first. But, I mean, music, if you're into music, I don't listen to any music podcasts, and I can't imagine one that I would want to. And this one's a lot of fun. So Punch Up the Jam, I enjoy a lot. Go check that out. And, you know, checking out new podcasts. There's also, I enjoy going to watch movies. I do have MoviePass, so as long as the service is still worth it, I go see movies all the fucking time. And as you know, because I talk about them on the show, most recently I saw Tag, who was it was directed by the guy that did all the intros to Ari Shaffir's Storyteller show, which this is not happening on Comedy Central, at least while he was still the host of the show. And let's see if I can bring up. That was the same director that did that. So I was kind of looking forward to it. It's a fun concept based on a true story. These grown men who have been playing a game of tag for like 20 years, 30 years since they were kids. You know, it's them trying to get together, you know, while they're adults to try and take out one of their friends that had never been tagged, played by Jeremy Renner. Jeff Tomczyk is the director. And, like, if you saw the Ari Shaffir Storyteller show on Comedy Central, all those intros, like, they did new intros for each episode, and they're all, like, super high concept, a lot of stunt work, a lot of makeup work, CG, action shots. So much fun. So much fun seeing those. And then you could see there's so many scenes in this movie where you saw that style come out. Like there's earlier on when they're kind of reassembling in the movie where as adults they're reassembling, and one of the characters is just a stoner, Jake Johnson. And there's a scene where he's running away, trying not to get tagged, and in Denver, which was interesting. But it's all that like first earth, I don't know what they call that, but it's like they use it a lot in like reality TV shows where it's like the mounted camera on the front. So while you're running, it just keeps your head centered. So it's got one of those kind of camera angles while he's running, trying to get away, like kind of like Point Breakdown alleyways and stuff like that. And there's this slow-mo shot where he takes a hit of his joint that's in his mouth like throughout the whole movie, among other scenes. But that one was, I mean, just that scene was hilarious in the theater. But overall, the movie's fucking hilarious. It's got a bunch of, like, good actors in it. Jeremy Renner, Ed Helms, Jake Johnson, John Hamm, God damn it, what's his face? I'm blanking on his name. Stand-up comic. They list everybody in this fucking... this Hannibal Buress. God damn it. They show, like, all of the friends, except for... and then it cuts off before Hannibal Buress. He's fucking hilarious. I enjoyed... was it Amy Adams? No. God, who's his wife? Oh, it's her. Isla Fisher? Isla Fisher. Which I never knew. I'm so bad with names. She was fucking hilarious, too. I mean, if you're looking for a movie, a fun comedy to go see, like, as far as... I never got to see Cock Blockers. Maybe I'll see if I can pick that up on or watch it. But Game Night... if you wanted like an awesome double feature whenever this comes out on VOD or Redbox or whatever the fuck, watch Game Night and then watch this movie. Watch Tag. Like, I mean, it's just two fun movies, kind of similar in a way, like action comedy with, you know, kind of different plots going on. But yeah, it was just a lot of fun. It was just so much fun. The scenes with Jeremy Renner were great. It's very much, it reminded me of the scenes in Sherlock Holmes where he slows down time and kind of narrates the things that he's going to do. But it's in more of a comedic fashion. It's just so much fun. It's just such a fun movie. So go watch Tag. Nothing I can really break down in the movie. It's just so much fun and a lot of funny. Very funny. go watch it. You know, smoke weed, eat an edible before you go. Enjoy it even more. But yeah, as far as like movies, if you're looking to just have a fun, good time, go watch it. And also this past week, Tuesday nights, Dana White looking for a fight. Dana White Contender Series is what it's called. This past one, second episode for this season, just limited. I think they do maybe 8 cards throughout the summer, something like that. And this past card was like an hour and a half long because it was like knockout after knockout after submission. It was fucking crazy. Usually, they're basically, it's these guys, they do a fight card, you know, maybe 5 fights, 6 fights. And if they look impressive, Dana White will sign them to the UFC. So you're getting guys in there that are hungry as fuck. They shoot it in the Ultimate Fighter cage in that studio space, which is cool, very intimate, very quiet. You know, friends and family are there. And these fighters are motivated because they want to get signed to the UFC. So you usually get really great fights. And this past one was just intense. It was a highlight reel. It was a highlight reel of fights of people I've never heard before. And definitely people I'm excited to see. Like last season, we got to see the only one that really stuck in my head, although there's been a bunch that have come out of that have done well. But Sugar Sean O'Malley is like, as far as superstar, he's on his way. He's one of the biggest characters in the UFC, and I probably one of the most successful shirts for Reebok. But the fucking Tuesday night fights, if you have Fight Pass, I don't know how you can find it. I'm sure all the last card was on YouTube videos, but if you have Fight Pass, $10 a month, or if you have, they just did a deal with ESPN, so I think if you get ESPN Plus, it's like $5 to get Fight Pass, and you get the complete backlog of all of the shit. But yeah, Tuesday night Contender Series, a lot of fun, man. And woman. A lot of fun. Watch it. Check it out. Great fights. As far as I'm not breaking down fights, I'm not going over the card. I'm just going to say go watch it. And if you watched it, holy shit, you know what I'm talking about. Just crazy knockouts. Crazy, like, some come from behind stuff. And then just some, like, pure domination. And he handed out four contracts, which is the most that they've ever done. 3, I think, was the max. I think it was supposed to be initially just 1 contract. But then 2, I mean, it looks like if you're impressive, it's on. And the very first fight was super dominant, super quick. So it set the bar high for everybody. But it's a lot of fun to watch. There was no fights this week, so it was a nice filler just to watch a short card, not a full pay-per-view. But coming up Saturday, I guess I can make picks on that. Saturday morning, super early, is going to be a fight card. Cowboy Cerrone's fighting. And see if I can make any picks on it. But I'm looking forward to that. Saturday, I'm sure it'll be done by the time I wake up. But in Singapore, I think. Yeah, Singapore. Cowboy versus Leon Edwards. St. Preux versus Tyson Pedro. Jessica Rose Clark versus Jessica Ai. Ling Jing Liang versus Dakiab Abe. I don't know. There's definitely going to be a lot of people. It's a Fight Pass card. So again, if you don't have Fight Pass, you're going to miss out. But if I had to make picks, I have a feeling Cerrone's going to lose. Just because Cerrone generally only wins against people that show him respect and are kind to him. Leon Edwards has no desire to do that, and he's a young up-and-comer. Cerrone's fucking been in it for fucking ever, man. And he could easily win it. He goes Matrix sometimes and just destroys people. But I have a feeling Leon Edwards is going to take it. Especially, I think Cerrone doesn't do well overseas. We'll see. And he fought fairly recently. OSP versus Tyson Pedro. I want to say Pedro's going to win it just because I want to see, Australians have been doing good. So I want to see, I wouldn't mind seeing Tyson Pedro make it happen. Either one could. I mean, OSP's been in that division for a while, floating in that top five, top ten. Jessica Rose Clark versus Jessica. I got Jessica Rose Clark. Just up and comer. Jessica I's been in it for a little bit. You know, she looked okay, but not consistent. Rose is kind of up and coming. She's kind of on a roll. I don't know. I just go with her. And then Li Jingliang, I'll go with just over the other person because they don't have a wiki. And I'm not going through the whole card, but those would be my picks. Leon, Tyson, Jessica, Lee. For the fight card, Cowboy versus Edwards on Fight Pass. Saturday morning, it starts at like 5 a.m. Pacific or some shit, or 1 a.m. Pacific. I don't know. I'll wake up and I'll rewatch them probably that morning and then fucking do the thing later on in the evening. So that's it, everybody. That's this episode of the podcast. If you want to listen and or watch this show without ads, go over to patreon.com/inspireddisorder. You will also have access to the show as soon as it's recorded and uploaded. There will be no delay versus the other show is released on Tuesdays and Fridays with a month delay on the video version. So if you want to watch this, you know, a month earlier than you might be now, go over to Patreon and sign up. But that's it, everybody. A lot of other benefits, a lot of other premium content when you do sign over up at patreon.com/inspireddisorder. So do that. You can follow me on all social medias at Ray Taylor, Twitter, Instagram, etc., etc. Inspireddisorder.com is my website. Links to everything and all of the content that I've done over my life. You can see a lot of it there. Most of it, all of it there. Thank you all for listening. Hope you have a great week. Peace out!
I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Inspired Disorder Podcast. Embedded signals within this podcast have reprogrammed your natural thinking patterns. Side effects may include lack of inhibitions, erectile dysfunction, anal leakage, transcendental communication with beings from four of the seven primary dimensions. In the event of a tear in space-time, please keep your hands down and feet together. Any loss of life or limbs due to interdimensional travel is not the responsibility of this podcast.